Now that we've seen most all of our slides of Korea, we'll now start moving into other countries. From Korea, our next trip was to Okinawa to visit friends with Barbara. Unfortunately, we sent those slides to be developed by a photographic lab in Korea, and they really fouled them up, and they just looked terrible, so there'll be no slides of Okinawa. Okinawa wasn't particularly interesting anyway. Anyway, and then after we went to Okinawa, our next trip away from Korea was to Taiwan, and that starts with slide number 201. And the first slide is a slide of the Grand Hotel. It's one of the major tourist attractions of Korea, and this is a view of one of the major tourist attractions of Taipei in Taiwan. This is a view from 2 or 3 miles distance, and it's like all the way across a valley and a river. And as we get closer, you'll see better views of it. The next slide is of the gateway in front of the, as you walk up the road or ride in your cab up the road to the Grand Hotel, you pass through this gateway. This is a rear view because we happen to get a better view. It's roughly the same on the front side. And well in front of the building, there are two Shishi dogs, male and female. This would be a female, I think, with Barbara down between its legs. The way you can tell male from female is that, of course, in Japan, we found out in Okinawa, the female has her mouth closed, and she's supposed to be pronouncing mm, and the male has his mouth open, pronouncing ah. In China and Korea, it's different. If the Shishi dog is standing on a ball for the world, it's supposed to be male. And if the Shishi dog is standing on a young pup, then it's female. And what Barbara's hand is on or around looks more like a young Shishi dog than it does a ball, so we'll presume that it's female. This is a view of the Grand Hotel from its driveway, more or less, just inside the gate. If you notice, it's about 15 stories tall. Quite impressive. As you see, there's a lot of very intricate painting on all the levels of it. And this is just the main body of the hotel. It's fairly deep, and then off there are wings on both sides. The next slide is something that really intrigued us. If we got just up to where you get out of your cab and the doorman takes your bags, we saw a Korean flag, and that, of course, intrigued it. Right next to it, to the left, is the flag of Taiwan. Apparently, some dignitaries from Korea were visiting and staying in the hotel, so they had flags out for Korea, too. Both Taiwan and Korea are very right-wing countries, very capitalistic and very pro-West, and they are very close allies. They're in roughly the same situation with cheap labor and a rapidly developing economy. Oh yes, on this slide, before you switch over, you can look up and see some of the main rafters, at least if they were in a temple, would be solid blocks of wood, maybe a whole tree cut down to size, and then painted. And then up above that, you see carved wood, which has been painted and decorated. When we get to the temples in Taiwan, you'll see more about this sort of construction. The next slide is from the interior of the Grand Hotel. It has just a grand lobby, just incredible. And they have these beautiful carved marble staircases, and these parkeyed wood floors, and just everything is just so gorgeous and magnificent. They also have beautiful lights from the main lobby. This would be a view taken of the lighting effect from the ceiling. This would be a side view from one of the wings. This particular wing had tea rooms, or what looked like tea rooms, and also a garden out in front. There were other wings on the other side further back, which were for the lower cost hotel rooms. It turns out that all the rooms in the Grand Hotel weren't just wildly expensive. Some of them were fairly inexpensive, say $20-$25 a night. But they were in the back wing, and they had an awful lot of rooms. One question that someone just asked is, did we stay in the Grand Hotel? No, we didn't. It was too expensive for us. On all of our tours, we lived quite inexpensively. And we in Taiwan, we stayed relatively pleasantly also. There was an army base, small, but existent in Taiwan still. And there had been a larger force in Taiwan, so they had lots of rooms available, but not that many soldiers, you know, lots of rooms and buildings, but not that many soldiers there. So it was available for soldiers who were just visiting. So we stayed in a... Anyway, it was called a transient barracks, and what it was is it was just a bare room, but it was cheap. So, moving on to the next slide. Oh, before we move on. If you also notice that the eaves of this, the Grand Hotel, were decorated on the side also. So now we leave the Grand Hotel, and we did what Barbara and I came to do quite often. We took a bus out into the middle of nowhere. It turns out that we could see a lot of the city really cheaply by just getting on a city bus and running to the end of its route, letting it turn around and bring us back. And each way you see a lot of people and things going on. And get a general view of what the city actually looks like as opposed to seeing all the approved tourist sites, the Philippines places. The Philippines was really bad about that. Anyway, we were in real luck. We took one particular bus. You know, we just walked up to a bus stop and got on it and see where it would take us. It took us to a way out, far away place. And there we got off the end of the line. We were about to go back when a Chinese came up to us. Oh, you're here for the temple. Well, we thought about it and said, since there's a temple here, maybe we ought to go to it. So we headed up the general direction he told us, and at first we got pretty disillusioned because we walked by a lot of muddy roads and construction. But we continued on, and finally we started going up into a mountainside or a hillside, and we saw some really beautiful farmland, and this is some terraced farmland that we thought was really pretty. Then as we went further on up the path, we saw carvings that were roughly full size, sometimes two or three times, and they were really impressive. We presume that this carving was of Buddha after the fast. We're not certain that they had labels in Chinese, which we couldn't read. And then as we went on up, we saw all sorts of carvings all over where. All sorts of statues most everywhere, and those are some just up in the field further up. You know, no real way to get to them off the path, but there they are. And this is another one of them that we saw.